might think Christopher Columbus is some sort of hero, but is that really the truth? Hi, welcome to Jackie's Corner, and today we will be talking about whether or not Christopher Columbus Day should be celebrated. We have two special guests with us, Christopher Columbus and a Taíno member, Abe. Hi, Columbus. Thank you for making time in your busy schedule to see me. I would like to start by asking you, where are you from and who gave you the money to go on these voyages?
I'm from Italy, but Spain was the one who sponsored my voyages.
My second question is, what did they want from you when they let you go on these trips?
They wanted me to bring back gold and other valuable things like slaves.
Why did you bring them back these things if they weren't going to give you anything in return?
Well, actually, they said that they would give me 10% of their profits, I would be made the governor of any newly discovered land, and I would receive the title Admiral of the Ocean Sea.
Where did you first land and when?
I first landed in the Bahamas in 1492.
What did you do to the natives as soon as you got there?
I put them in jail, and I also sold them for money, like the little ones who were 11 to 13 and 18 years old.
Why did you sell 11 to 13-year-olds into sex and slavery for money?
I thought they were 18. They all looked the same to me.
Okay, you know what? We're going to move on to the next question. What were the reasons you decided to go on the trip?
I went so I could conquer the new lands, spread Christianity, also because I was curious to see what other land was out there, and because I wanted to trade with other lands I found.
Okay, for my last question, do you think that you're a good person for doing what you did after what you just told us?
Yes, because if I hadn't done this, then the Western and the Eastern hemispheres would have never been brought together. You would have never had horses or bananas and apples.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to us, but we must move on to Abe. We will talk to you soon. Hi, Abe. Welcome to Jackie's Corner. Thank you for making this time in your busy schedule to see me. I would like to start by asking you, how do you feel about Christopher Columbus?
I hate him with a passion. He killed my mom on his killing and...
I know he wasn't the greatest person, but he did bring you horses and pigs.
Yeah, and those animals ate all of our crops while we were being forced to plant them, which made it 10 times harder. Oh, and did I forget to mention he also brought diseases that wiped out half of our population?
If you don't mind me asking, what type of diseases did he bring and which one do you think was the most harmful?
He brought malaria, smallpox, and out of all of those, the most harmful was the smallpox.
So if I understand correctly, smallpox was the thing that wiped out about half of your nation?
Yes. Because of who? Christopher Columbus.
Okay, no need to throw shade at our other guest, even if he was a terrible person.
Okay, sorry. Back to the questions, please.
My next questions are, where did the Taíno originate from? What were the villages like?
The Taíno originate from the Caribbean islands. Some, for example, are Haiti, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, etc. We lived in small, clean villages. We have 100 or more villages of 500 to 1,000 people in it. And when he first came, I was 12, but one of the lucky people who didn't get sold.
Okay, my last question. Do you think that Columbus is a good person, after everything you just said about your side of the story?
No, not at all. What type of person goes to other people's homes, rips it from them, and forces them to do things that they don't want to?
Okay, now let's bring out Columbus again and Abe together and ask them a couple of questions. Abe, okay, give me 3 reasons why you think it should or shouldn't be celebrated.
First off, Columbus ordered his men to kill and enslave the natives. He forced us to mine gold for him, and if we didn't, then he would cut off our hands and let us bleed to death. Second, the land was taken from us by Columbus because he wanted our resources to take back to Spain. Lastly, he spread diseases through the Columbian Exchange.
Okay. Columbus, give us 3 reasons why you think Columbus Day should or shouldn't be celebrated,
And what is the Columbian Exchange?
The Columbian Exchange was an exchange between Spain, Africa, Asia, and Europe to North America. Because of this, we have horses, cattle, sugar, cane, tobacco, and so much more. I think it should be celebrated because the Columbian Exchange helped increase immigrants and spread the resources across the world. Columbus Day is an important holiday for Italian Americans who have faced discrimination when first coming to the USA. The diseases we brought were accidental, and they accidentally killed those people who died, not just Italian, but died because of them.
Well, I think they should both be celebrated because they're equally important holidays, and that they should both be appreciated because without the Taino, you would be stinky and so would your breath. Without this, you would be at the dentist every day because there are no apples. Now, thank you both for joining us. Do you still want to celebrate Columbus Day now? Well, thank you for listening. Tune in next time on Jackie's Corner.